This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia this evening. The talks will focus on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defense, energy, and space technology. Mr. Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome at Alvorada Palace, where the Brazilian president, along with his wife, welcomed him. After the talks, Mr. Lula da Silva will host a lunch in the honor of the Prime Minister. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit in Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Brasilia on a state visit. He will hold bilateral talks with the Brazilian President Lula da Silva. When the PM arrived yesterday in Brasilia, he was welcomed by cultural performances by Indian and Brazilian troops. It is after 57 years for any PM to come on a state visit to Brazil. PM Modi's visit will strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership across trade, defense, energy, agriculture, health, space and technology, people-to-people ties, green energy, among other things. Four MOUs will be signed today for forging collaboration in the area of counter-terrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy and agriculture research. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Brasilia.
From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital Windhoek tomorrow, on the final leg of his five-nation visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral as well as delegation-level talks with the Namibian President, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. The upcoming visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia will focus on exploring the new areas for deepening the economic partnership that include oil and gas, hydrocarbons, critical metals and rare earth material. The Finance Ministry today clarified that no direction has been given to banks to close the inactive Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan accounts. It came in the wake of media reports stating that the Department of Financial Services has asked the banks to close such accounts. In a statement, the ministry said it constantly monitors the number of inoperative Jan Dhan accounts and advises banks to contact the account holders to make their accounts operative. In Bihar, the state police have arrested a businessman, Ashok Sau, in the industrialist Gopal Khemka murder case. Briefing media, SSP Patna Kartikeya Sharma informed the industrialist was killed by contract killers over a land-related dispute and business rivalry. Mr. Sharma said a sharpshooter has been arrested and the weapon used in the murder has also been recovered. Bihar DGP Vinay Kumar added that money given for contract killing has been recovered from the residence of a sharpshooter at Patna city area, and some cash has also been recovered from Ashok Sau's residence. The world's first ever malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use. Drug manufacturer Novartis has received approval from Swiss authorities for its new malaria drug named Coartem. The development of the drug is very significant as the overwhelming majority of malaria-related deaths occur in the under-5 age group. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains. The 30 share index in the Bombay Stock Exchange, or Sensex, rose 270 points to close at 83,713. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added 61 points to settle at 25,523. The IMD predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northwest parts of the country and along the west coast during the next 4 days. According to IMD, heavy and extreme rainfall is expected over Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. In archery, former world number one Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Vennam will lead India's charge at the Archery World Cup Stage 4, which starts at Madrid in Spain tonight. A 16-member Indian squad is participating in the tournament. And in Wimbledon tennis, day 9 promises thrilling action as the quarterfinals get underway this evening. In men's singles, defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz will face Britain's Cameron Norrie, while in the women's section, world number one Aryna Sabalenka will take on unseeded German Laura Sigemund. And that is the end of this news bulletin.